Can you just give us a sense of what it means for these young under 17 hurlers from Sligo to be contesting an All Ireland final?
Oh, it's an immense occasion for the boys. The pride in each and every one of them is there to be seen in the last couple of weeks since we qualified after beating Mead. So, like each and every one of the lads have worked really, really hard and deserve to be in the final.
And you and the players and the management team behind you have put a lot of time and energy into this championship run.
Yeah, we've kind of been really at it for, we say, six months with strength and conditioning through the winter months. And then from kind of March onwards, we've been on the pitch probably two evenings a week and probably challenge games. So, like, they've put in a lot of effort, a lot of work, and like the rewards are there to be seen now, getting to as far as we've come.
And looking through your squad list, Martin, the range of players from across the county, you're not just relying on one or two clubs anymore to carry the county team.
No, six clubs there are involved this weekend, and you know, just it's a testimony to the work that all the club coaches have done throughout the last couple of years, and you know, the benefits are there to be seen now. With you know, even at club level, the competitions are getting more and more competitive, and you know, the rewards are coming through on that as well.
And having the final at home in Markovic Park, is there significance to that for you?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for parents and families to come out and support the lads. Honestly, you know, and to be playing at home is a big advantage for us. You know, so. And you know, the parents as well, each player, you know, put a lot of commitment in to bring the boys in and out of the garden for training and that, like, you know, so I really appreciate that kind of that effort as well from the parents.
And another small touch, but a nice one: admission to Markovic Park for spectators on Saturday is free, so that's an added incentive to go and support the county's minor hurlers.
Oh, it is, yeah. Like, you know, there's been no charge at any of these games. Just to try and promote hurling within the counties. Honest, like, you know, so it's a great opportunity to come and see, hopefully, what will be a very close, hard-fought game on Saturday in Markovic Park. So we just encourage as many people to come out and watch it and take part in it as can.
And one final thought on your opponents, Mayo. The Celtic Challenge has grouped counties of equal ability. That was the theory behind it when it started a few years back. How would you rate your opponents this weekend?
Yeah, well, look, we played them in the first round of the round robin, and you know, it was a fairly even matched game. But Mayo picked it in the end, so like they'd be slight favourites going into this game. But like they're really well organised, and there's some lovely hurlers, so you know, it's up to our boys to stand up and match them in every department, and see how the final result fares after that.